We continue to pray for the sports part of this month. There are so many other types of sports, so we will not be praying for all of them. But today we're going to focus on some specific aspects of watching sports, the sports fans, extreme fighting like MMA and UFC and boxing, betting in sports, professional athletes, Christian athletes, and then giving you a personal challenge on what are the pros of playing sports. In America alone, 66% of people actively watch sports. So that's a pretty large reaching number of people who are influenced by this particular group. Some athletes earn over $100 million a year. Sports fan increased in the last 50 years, so it's not something that's going to go away. Some of the pros include that children learn how to do active social skills, how to be a team, how to focus on goals. Cities and communities bond together as they support the teams of their area. People relax and admire the skills, the practice, and the aptitude of the players and staff. And the cons, like anything, needs moderation and boundaries. It needs a hard look at the sport's purpose for good or for harm. It needs a review of the money exchange, too much gambling or budgeted. It needs a review by the sports fan to ask, does it bring glory to God in how you watch, what you spend, and how you promote it? Today we're gonna just get you some FYI statistics on some of the other sports just to see how far-reaching it is, and then we will get into our prayer points and some scriptures. We also have some really good articles that you can review and make a decision for yourself where you stand on some of these particular types of sports and your involvement in it. So the U.S. has the next top ones are cycling. 3.5 billion people watch the Tour de France bicycle race. So there are quite a few, and there are quite a few cyclists across the United States. In fact, there are quite a few people in the United States that actually want to actually ride a bike. Fencing, something you may not have thought about. Most oftenly it's competed in the Olympics, but it is also competed by both men and women, and the sport's been around since 1891. Fighting, that would be boxing, martial arts, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, and the MMA. The fans are in the U.S. are over 75% male, 60% white, 60% between the ages of 25 and 44, and 60% make less than $50,000 a year. Interesting. The MMA has 4 to 5 million viewers. Golf has 107 million viewers. Horse racing is 3% of the entire country's population. Watch that. The Olympics, 17 million viewers. That's both the winter and the summer combined. Tennis is a huge sport, has over 20 million viewers and fans. 14 million want to play that haven't yet. There are 17.9 million players of tennis. Volleyball, not a high sport that's watched, but it is watched more in the high school and college teams. So, Father, we lift up these sports, and we start by just lifting up the extreme fighting branch of this: MMA, UFC, boxing, martial arts. The goal of these particular sports is called extreme. Their goal is to physically harm the other person until they're knocked unconscious or incapacitated. So, Father, we pray for the salvation of all those involved. We ask you, Father, for those that watch this sport, to ask you personally if this is something you endorse and want them to do. Is this something you want them, especially children, to watch? So we pray, Father, that they would be very cautious of participating in this. We know that self-defense is a good thing, and we know that people who train for war have to prepare for fighting and doing combat. So we know it is a part, and there are scriptures that talk about shadow boxing. Even Paul mentions it. So we pray, Father, that it would be more for defense and to help people train for potential war than for the type of things that is done. But again, we pray that people will take this into consideration and why they do it. And we do pray for the salvation of those involved, and that maybe they would find some other sport that would be helpful, or that they would be a good model to people. We pray for the sports fans, that they wouldn't idolize or elevate their teams or the sport itself or the time over you, Father God, that they wouldn't be obsessed with their teams or the games. They would not harbor hatred against other fans that are for opposing teams. You say in 1 John 2:15 through 17, don't love this world nor the thing it offers you. For when you love the world, you don't have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. We ask God that people who bet in fantasy sports, gambling, that they wouldn't get addicted, they wouldn't spend money they don't have, that they would seek what's their motive in doing it, and to ask you, Father and Holy Spirit, to convict or convince whether this is okay to do by you. Because we know that if it's a sin in our heart, then or we're convicted, then it's a sin. So, Father, we ask that you would help them know whether you would endorse this. You say in 1 Timothy 6:9, but people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. So we pray people would be moderate or not do it at all. We pray with the professional athletes that they would be a good model, avoid drugs and steroids, cussing, fighting with the opposing team, physically abusing women, and sexual impurity. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. For Christian athletes, not to let it become an idol, but to keep their identity in Christ and not the sport. That they have more passion on Christ than winning, and they would be good witnesses of their faith, good mentors to younger athletes. They would donate their time and money to charities. In 1 John 5:21, you said, dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. So we pray all in all, Father, no matter what part of these things that we prayed about, these specific topics about sports, that people would ask the question, has it taken God's place in our hearts? In Jesus' name, amen.